You're listening to Shortcuts from American Roots, a sneak peek at our upcoming show. To hear the full program, join me at AmericanRoots.org. I'm Nick Spitzer. This is American Roots from New Orleans for the holiday weekend, where we're celebrating the National Endowment for the Arts Heritage Fellows. It's blueswoman Coco Taylor and roots rocker Wanda Jackson. These are great musicians, along with other performers and artisans who've been recognized by the NEA since 1982. Coming up, a rockabilly queen, but first a bit more blues from the late Coco Taylor, who told me this story of her start with Chess Records.
When I was 18 years old, I left Memphis. I went to Chicago. They had this big show going on one Sunday. Whoever got up to sing that sound the best, they would win a prize. And the prizes was a fish sandwich, chicken sandwich, a chitlin dinner. Now that was a big deal, you know. So Muddy Waters made the announcement. He says, "We got little Coco in the house. We gonna see if we get her up here to do a tune for us." So I did. I got up there. I sung a Big Mama Thornton song, "Sitting by my window." Mm-hmm. When I came down here, this big man met me. He say, "Who is you?" I said, "Who is you?" "I'm Willie Dixon. And I want to know, where did you get that voice from you got? Because I ain't heard no woman sing the blues like you sang the blues." He said, "I would like to take you down to Chess Records." So Dixon started working with me, rehearsing. And one of the first ones was "I Got What It Takes," wrote by Willie Dixon.
Coco Taylor. What a great singer. We had her on American Roots some years ago. She was a 2004 NEA Heritage Fellow. Oklahoman Wanda Jackson was named a fellow a year later in 2005. Wanda shocked the Grand Ole Opry in the late 1950s with her bare shoulders and rockabilly music. She began by talking about an old flame.
1955, I began working with Elvis, touring with him. You know, he had been encouraging me to try this rockabilly stuff. I mean, that's what we called it. We were hillbilly singers, but doing this new stuff. And that was the first name that we were known as, rockabillies. I could see by working with Elvis that this music was sweeping our nation, you know. And it was my generation's music. I loved it. So I wanted to do this stuff, but I didn't know exactly how to go about it. My daddy, being my number one fan, he just said, "Just rear back and sing it." So that's the way it came out. A little bit country and a little bit rock.
A well-hearted woman, soft-hearted man, been a-causing trouble ever since the world began. Oh, yeah. Ever since the world began.
For American Roots Shortcuts, I'm Nick Spitzer. To hear more, join me Saturdays at 7 and Sundays at 6 on WWNO or listen at AmericanRoots.org.